The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Mark Clark is here. It is time for another edition of The Inside Connection. Listen, before we talk Medicare, let's talk about you and Lance, men of the cloth who've actually been on the pulpit, always talking about faith, and faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord, taught to me by the great Frank Higginbotham, an amazing minister in West Virginia. We were talking about George Foreman.
Yeah.
If there was ever a redemption in how Jesus actually turned someone's life around and sent him to the promised land with a smile on his face, totally knowing where he was headed, maybe one of the greatest stories of all time. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. George Foreman, great story. What an icon, right? I mean, he's public figure. I remember watching him box. You know, I'm old enough to remember seeing even when he was younger. And we haven't seen him in public eye lately, right? Mm-hmm. Not even selling George Foreman grills. So, I just heard that quote from the news here where he said, ministry was really his calling. He was just moonlighting when he was boxing and selling stuff. So what a great story. It's just sad to hear. But we're getting to that age where all those people from our life that were prominent public figures, it's their time. So
I'll just leave you with this. You know, I am a big fan of boxing, always have been. And I remember George in the early days when he was just unstoppable. And then he went through some tough times. And years had passed. And I saw him on a nightly news feature. And they cut away to the film of him on the pulpit.
Yeah.
He had shaved his head.
Uh-huh.
He was at least 100 pounds overweight. And he was just lumbering, just trying to get the words out, but hanging on to that Bible, which looked like a very small donut in his hand. And he was so convicted. He was perspiring. People were, hallelujah, amen. They were on their feet.
Yeah.
And his whole mission, helping young children in a community that he grew up in, the Fifth Ward of Texas, down in Houston, which was really rough.
Yeah.
He only laced the gloves up for two reasons. He wanted to lose a little bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to make money for his church.
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, he ends up this George Foreman grill that sells hundreds of millions, literally, of units.
Yeah.
And he eventually sells it for hundreds of millions of dollars, the naming rights, and lives happily ever after with his 12 kids, five boys named George.
Yes.
And just an incredible story. But truly a man that believed his calling was for Jesus Christ.
That's right. Yeah. I believe that calling is a calling you carry with you your whole life. I know I'm doing something different now, but I still have credentials. I still work with people. Actually, as I lead my team at MediConnect, I feel like really I'm pastoring them, right?
Same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. They come in and they know that they can come to me and talk to me about anything, that when that door closes behind them, that they can talk to me. It's not going anywhere. They know if they need prayer support, they can come to me. They know that I'm here for them. I'm not perfect by any means. George wasn't either, and none of us are. But that's why we need the Lord, because the Lord's what makes up for our imperfections. So,
and we all have them.
Absolutely. Every day.
But we don't have the uppercut of George Foreman.
No, I've never had that.
Listen, I got to get a grill. I never have had one of them, but I've been hearing for years, so hopefully I'm going to be able to get one of them. But he was such a big part of my life. And I'll just tell you a quick story. I was a really inept student in school. And by the time fifth and sixth grade rolled around, I could not really read.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother realized that I had this thing about boxing because of my love of Muhammad Ali. So she started buying me these Ring magazines.
Nice.
And she knew that it would get my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I taught myself to read.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
So if it wasn't for boxing and a young amateur who went on to win the Olympic gold in 1968, George Foreman, who knows where I'd be. So everything has a way of working itself out.
It does. It does. And that's a great story too, Rob. I mean, I can sympathize. I had troubles learning how to read when I was young also. So to go into a profession as a minister where you got to read the Bible in front of people, to be in front of this microphone, you know, it's not, didn't come easy for me. But I'll tell everybody, one of my life's missions is to tell everybody that whatever you're afraid of, don't let it defeat you. You got to overcome it. And the Lord's helped me overcome a lot of things in my life. So,
amen to that. And that's why I love what they do, because they are truly people that believe in their product and they're helping people every day. Anyway, that open enrollment period is getting ready to end shortly on the 31st of this month. We have a lot to get to. Don't forget, we have those live advisors standing by until noon. We're going to run the seminars, everything that you need to know. 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Here he is, Mark Clark, today on the Inside Connection, MediConnect.
Hey, hey, good morning, Pittsburgh. It's great to be here with you. Great to be here with Rob always. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about some extra relief you can get from the high cost of living. Medical attention, medical health coverage can be expensive. We know that the rising costs of everything today is skyrocketing. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But I want to have a little fun first. We're going to talk about this day in history. March 22nd, I can't believe it's already March, but March 22nd, 1790, Thomas Jefferson becomes the first U.S. Secretary of State under President Washington. Just seems like yesterday. Anyway, March 22nd, 1941, James Stewart is inducted into the Army, and he became the first major American movie star to wear a military uniform in World War II. What a great guy that was. And March 22nd, 1957, Elvis Presley releases All Shook Up. All Shook Up is released on March 22nd, 1957 as a single. How about birthdays? Let's talk about birthdays here for a moment. March 22nd, some interesting birthdays. March 22nd, 1912, Carl Malden, the American actor from Streets of San Francisco, Streetcar Named Desire, those American Express commercials. He was born in Chicago, Illinois. I remember Streets of San Francisco. Remember that one?
I do. I remember the American Express Traveler's Checks cards, and I remember he was the priest on the waterfront, too.
Was he? Okay.
Great movie, Marlon Brando.
I remember watching it a long time ago.
And the Birdman of Alcatraz, he played the prison warden. The guy had an incredible career.
Yeah. It's one of those Hollywood stars that I hadn't thought about for a while until I started looking at this, and I was like, wow.
My favorite role of Carl Malden?
Yeah.
Omar Bradley in Patton.
Oh, okay.
With George C. Scott, directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. I remember watching Patton a long time ago. But March 22nd, 1912, he was born. How about March 22nd, 1931, our favorite Star Trek guy, William Shatner.
Still with us at 94.
Yeah, what a guy, right? He's had a career.
Oh, and then some.
Yes, and then some. He was born March 22nd, 1931 in Montreal, Quebec. Did you know that?
I did know that.
I didn't know he was a Canadian.
Yep.
So maybe I did, but Montreal, how about that? And then March 22nd, 1952, Bob Costas, the American sportscaster, talk show host. He was born in Queens, New York. I've always enjoyed Bob Costas. He has had a kind of a roller coaster ride, been with NBC and many networks, and then he's got his own talk show. He just seems to pop up, find a way to resurrect his career.
Tremendous talent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember him for the Olympic coverage.
Oh, he was great.
Right? Just super great with the Olympic coverage. He's like the voice of the Olympics for me, or the host of the Olympics, right?
Right.
So, hey, we're going to play a little Fact or Fiction again. I figured Fact or Fiction Spring. Okay?
Okay.
This is where I say it. You give me the answer, whether you think it's fact or fiction, Rob. Fact or fiction. 6 months of uninterrupted daylight begins at the North Pole on the spring equinox.
Fiction.
It is fiction. You're right. That is fiction. After the spring equinox, the North Pole experiences increasingly longer days, culminating in 24 hours of daylight during the summer months. And that's a phenomenon called midnight sun. Yep, you got it right. How about the next one? Fact or fiction? The honeybee can fly at a top speed of 45 miles an hour.
That's fiction, because if that was a fact, we would never see any honeybees. They'd be just zipping by.
Yeah, we wouldn't know. You're right. It's fiction. The normal top speed of a worker or honeybee would be around 15 to 20 miles an hour. when they're flying to a food source. You know, I know when I'm hungry, I run faster. But if they're loaded down with nectar, it'd probably be about 12 miles an hour. One more, Rob.
Okay.
Let's see if you get this one. Fact or fiction. Butterflies primarily taste food with taste buds located on their feet.
I'm not sure, but that sounds crazy enough to be a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. They have these receptors on their feet, and it helps them determine, like taste buds, and it helps them determine whether a plant is a good, suitable food source.
I've heard of finger food, but feet food?
Feet food.
All right.
Exactly.
Trivia question. If you think you know the answer, 412-922-1020, you win a $15 Get-Go gas card.
That's it. Yeah, the trivia question today is, who was the first major American movie star to wear a military uniform in World War II?
I did not know this answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really unique. All right, if you think you know it, 412-922-1020. We'll come back, run the seminars, and get into this week's topic. Mark Clark, your Pratt Pack today. MediConnect, the inside connection, KDKA. Good morning. All right, still looking for that winner of our $15 Get-Go gas card. Who was the first major American movie star to wear a military uniform in World War II? If you think you know it, give us a call. Here are where these seminars are going to be, but we also want to tell you about a March 26 virtual online webinar. With all the details from MediConnect on the Inside Connection, here's Mark.
All right. If you're turning 65 in the next 6 months to a year, you want to come to one of our seminars. You don't want to try to tackle understanding Medicare on your own. I know lots of people love to do the study, the research, they get the books, they read online, but there's nothing like what we do. We literally make Medicare simple. And here's where our seminars will be in the upcoming weeks. March 26th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority. That's 9925 Grubbs Road, Wexford, PA. April 2nd at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Moon Township Public Library, 1700 Beaver Grade Road, Coriopolis. April 8th, we'll be at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville. That is 3053 Washington Pike in Bridgeville. April 22nd at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Baird offices in Cranberry. That's at 51 Duty Road. They're in Suite 320 in Cranberry Township. April 20th at 6 p.m., Aspen Mall Borough Building, 217 Commercial Ave, Aspen Wall. And as Rob mentioned earlier, March 26th at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., you can actually go online onto our website and register for our virtual online webinar. We've been having a lot of success reaching a lot of people. This is a really popular choice. What you do is go online, you provide your email, you register for it, and then 5 minutes before the webinar starts, you'll get a link in your email. You connect to that link, and it'll take you right to the webinar. You can go online to MediConnectInsurance.com or click our webinars, our seminar tab. Or you can call 888-818-6334. We've got live advisors standing by today. They're going to answer your calls. They're going to try to answer your questions. They're going to register you for the webinar, all of that stuff. And again, I need to remind you that we're coming up on the end of open enrollment. We're going to go into lock-in season where you're locked into your plan. If you want to review, if you want to talk to somebody, if you have high drug costs, if you have issues with your Medicare coverage or didn't switch it or would like to switch it again, right now you want to call 888-818-6334. Our live advisors will help you. They'll schedule an appointment with you between now and the end of March. We've got, I believe it's 9 days. So you don't want to waste any time. We'll help you, but give us a call today.
All right, Rob is the winner of the trivia question, so please give the question and then the winning answer. Mark.
All right, congratulations, Rob. And so the question today was, the first major American movie star to wear a military uniform in World War II was James Stewart, Jimmy Stewart. There you go. Congratulations, Rob.
Rob from Arnold, PA. Listen, if you have any questions related to your Medicare, especially with this open enrollment period winding down, we've been talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, the donut hole, all of that stuff, prescription prices, give us a call. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. Go ahead, Mark.
That's right. Okay. So, Rob, today I wanted to talk a little bit about, take some time to talk about how people could save, other ways they can save. You know, Medicare and Medicare plans can help you save on your drug costs, can help you with a lot of things. But there are some other resources out there that we work with on a regular basis that people need to know of. And one of them is called LIS. That stands for Low Income Subsidy, or Extra Help. Some people call it Extra Help. And if you're struggling with prescription drug costs, you have limited income or resources, you could qualify for low income subsidy. And we can help you with that. What is low income subsidy? Low income subsidy is a federal program designed to assist people with Medicare in paying their prescription drug costs. It helps cover expenses such as premiums, deductibles, coinsurance, anything associated with Medicare Part D prescription plans. Eligibility for LIS or Extra Help. You qualify for LIS Extra Help. You got to meet certain income guidelines and resource limits. Eligibility is based on your income level and varies depending on whether you're an individual or certain household circumstances. Some factors that may affect your eligibility are your income, obviously. Your income must be below a certain threshold, which is adjusted annually. Sources of incomes considered would be things like wages, Social Security benefits, pensions, and other forms of financial support. As most people usually want to know, what are the guidelines or the income limits? If for an individual to qualify for LIS, they have to make less than $22,590 in a year. A married couple, it's $30,660 per year. So it's a definite strong resource. We help people with this all the time. Your total income, your savings, your investments, real estate, all that stuff can come into play. We can help you figure that out. We can even help you apply. What would be the reasons you would want this LIS or Extra Help? Premium assistance. They can help you pay your premium for your Part D coverage. Reduce or eliminate the monthly expense of paying for your drug plan. It reduces deductibles, co-payments. It'll lower your out-of-pocket cost for prescription drugs. It reduces those deductibles, co-pays, co-insurance. Here's an instance, right? And it all depends on whether you have generics or brand names. We know Medicare always puts those on tiers, but with LIS or Extra Help, a generic is going to cost you up to, could cost you up to $4.90. A brand name could cost you up to $12.15. That could be significant savings. It's so, so important you understand that if you qualify for this stuff, you should take advantage of it. Rob, one of the things I run into often is people have this reluctance to get onto these type of programs. They have these problems. I honestly think it's kind of a self-pride that we have. They've been taught or told in their life that they shouldn't take government programs, and only people that are losers or something, you know, they have this pride issue. And I just want to say, look, if you have been a working person in your life, if you paid taxes and you need help, you should take advantage of things like LIS and Extra Help. You shouldn't be embarrassed about it. That's why it's there. It's there to help you when you have a need.
All right. Any other questions you want to get answered, you want to call the office, set up an appointment where there is never a charge for their services, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And if you have any questions about your Medicare, now is the time to call. Mark's here till 10. Number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
Back on the Inside Connection, Mark Clark is here, MediConnect. 888-818-6334. We have live advisors standing by until noon. You can call and set up an appointment. There is never a charge for the services. Now, you can also call that number and book your free reservation. It's free, but you got to reserve your space at these upcoming seminars. You can also do it at MediConnectInsurance.com by clicking on the seminars tab. Before we get to the seminars, they have a virtual online webinar happening as well, and that's March 26th. He'll tell you about that and then run our seminars right now. Here's Mark.
That's right. We do have a webinar, virtual online webinar, March 26th. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to our website, MediConnectInsurance.com, go to the seminars tab. You'll see webinar. Click on there, register. What happens is real easy. Once you register, you'll 5 minutes before the seminar begins or the webinar begins, you'll get an email in your email, and you'll be able to click the link in that email and just go right to the webinar. Lots of people enjoying that right now. It's a great choice. I think this week we had over 200 people registered and participate in those webinars. It's a real success for us. March 26th at 6 p.m., our live seminars here in the Pittsburgh region will be at the McCandless Park Ambulance Authority. That's 9925 Grubbs Road in Wexford. April 2nd at 6 p.m. will be at the Moon Township Public Library. That's 1700 Beaver Grade Road. March 8th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express. That's in Bridgeville. That is 3053 Washington Pike in Bridgeville. April 22nd at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Baird Cranberry Offices. That's 51 Dutee Road. That's Suite 320 in Cranberry Township. And April 29th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Aspinwall Borough Building, 217 Commercial Avenue, Aspinwall. We've got those live seminars. We got the webinar on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. You don't want to miss this, Rob. You don't want to miss these opportunities, because these are great opportunities to learn how Medicare works and how it's going to work for you. We'll break down. We'll give you the nuts and bolts. We'll help you put all the pieces of the puzzle together. It'll be and honestly, when I do these things, I always try to have a lot of fun with them. I do have a little story from the front lines. This is one from me. I still go on appointments. I still take new agents on appointments. When we recruit new people, I teach them how to do this job. I give them the foundation. But just a few weeks ago, I met with a fella here in the Pittsburgh area. His name's Drew. I asked him, he called me, called my direct line. I asked him how he got my number, and he told me this great story. He said, "Mark, I retired. I've got some coverage. I turned 65 later this summer, and I was trying to do all the study myself, and I was reading the Medicare and You book. I was going online, but quite honestly, I was really confused. And then I found myself at one of those big box home improvement stores, and I happened to get in a conversation with a guy at the pink counter, and the guy said, 'Oh, you need information about Medicare?' He said, 'I have a guy.'" And he said, "His name is Mark." I'm like, "Hold on, wait a minute." So he calls his wife and he says, "Hey, honey, can look on the refrigerator, look at the magnet, or get Mark's card and give me his number so I can give it to this guy at the counter." And that's how Drew found us. That's how Drew found out about MediConnect. Is a guy at the paint counter said, "I've got a guy." How about that?
That's good, but, though.
Hey, you know, and I was able to sit down with Drew and show him what his options are. Drew is trying to decide what he's going to do. He still has a couple months. He's got to weigh a couple options, thinking about going back to work, some things like that. But, hey, it never hurts to compare. And we're here. That's the kind of reputation we have. Is and I'll be honest, the fellow that referred me, I remember him and his wife. I sat down in their house with them two or three times. And what Drew said was, "This guy couldn't say more about you," because he said when they had questions, when they were confused about the coverage that they did choose and they had questions about it, you didn't just call them or give them a quick answer. You made an appointment. You went to their house. You sat down with them. You talked to them about it. And this fella said, you know, sometimes you get salesmen in your house and you can't wait till they leave. You know, we didn't really want Mark to leave. I feel good about that. You know why, Rob? Because I like to connect with people. I like to get to know them. And if I've been to their house a couple times, I like to make them feel like I want people to know that I do this because I love helping people, you know, and they matter. They matter. So it's important to remember those live seminars. It's important to understand that at MediConnect, we're going to go the extra mile to help you. And today, going the extra mile, what I want to talk about, I've talked about LIS, Extra Help. That's a great resource. We'll talk about, maybe we'll talk about Penny here in a moment. Or not Penny, but PACE. That's another program where people can help through the state with their prescription drug coverage. But I also wanted to talk about navigating Medicaid and medical assistance. And, you know, if you're in need of health care coverage, but you're not sure where to turn, Medicaid, also known as medical assistance, it can provide essential health care benefits, and it does, to millions of individuals and families in our nation and in our state. Medicaid's a really important part of all of this. Medicaid is a joint federal and state program that provides health care coverage to eligible low-income individuals and families. It covers a wide range of medical services, including doctor's visits, hospital stays, prescription medications, preventative care. Medical assistance is administered by the state. So the eligibility requirements and coverage services, it could vary state by state, but this is a great resource. And again, Rob, as I said before the break, sometimes people have this pride that doesn't allow them to say, hey, I'm in a place in my life where I need help. Can I just say to you that there have been times in our life, especially in ministry, you don't go into ministry because you're going to make the big bucks. You go into ministry because you have a calling. When I was in ministry and first starting in ministry, my wife and I were newly married for 3-4 years, and we just had our first son, and he was a baby. And there were times where we had to take advantage of things like WIC or things like that, so that we had the food resources that our child needed. And I'm a taxpaying citizen. I had always been a taxpaying citizen. Did I have to overcome my own pride and say, what's more important, my pride to say that I'm not going to take assistance, or do I want to make sure that my kid has what they need? I chose my child. And sometimes people have a hard time choosing themselves. And so let me encourage you. If you're in need and you need help with your medical coverage, I run into this all the time where people won't even consider the idea of medical assistance or Medicaid. Don't do that to yourself. Your health care is super important to your life. You know that. Don't go without medications. Don't go without getting to the doctor. I can tell you that recently, I have asthma. Recently, I'm one of those people that will just kind of endure something. You know, just keep going and going and going and enduring it and won't go to the doctor. Finally, it takes my wife to poke me in the side and say, hey, buddy, you better get there. I don't want you dealing with this anymore. It's bothering me. And recently, I went to the doctor and I got the new medicine for my asthma. Guess what? I'm better. I feel better. Right? I got on some new medicines. I'm better. I'm not having the issues I was having. Why put yourself through that? If you need medical help, sometimes Medicaid, medical assistance is what you need. Eligibility is based on your income, your household size, other factors. There's specific criteria and it falls by state. If you have low-income individuals and families, medical assistance is available for both individuals and families. There are certain thresholds. If you're under 65 and you need Medicaid or medical assistance, it's all based off of a percentage of the federal poverty level. It would be very confusing to get into all of that. We don't specialize in Medicaid. Let me just say that, too. I want you to understand that we can direct you in the right path how to get signed up for Medicaid. We can point you to social workers that we work with and places you can go to get signed up for Medicaid. We're not specialized. We don't specialize in that. We specialize in Medicare. Children and pregnant women, Medicaid and medical assistance is available for individuals with disabilities, seniors on Medicare. If you're on Medicare and low-income seniors, you could qualify for Medicaid also, which could help you. And that's based off of income, and there's a monthly income cap, and then there's limited resources. That you have to have some limited resources. So, again, we're not specialists in Medicaid. We specialize in Medicare. But if you need help or assistance or you need guidance where to go, you want to understand how to get hooked up with Medicaid or medical assistance, we can certainly point you in the right direction. It's essential that you talk to get the healthcare services that you need. This can be affordable coverage for you. It can help you with preventative care. It's really important if you want to be around for your kids and your grandkids, if you want to be around to walk your granddaughter down the aisle, if you want to be here for that stuff, it's important that you get the health care that you need when you need it, Rob.
All right, here's what you need to do. You need to call that toll-free number right now. Set up an appointment, never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. We're going to run the seminars on the other side of the break and that webinar date for March 26th. But if you are listening right now and you have any questions about your Medicare coverage during this open enrollment period, which ends March 31st, you need to call us now. Mark is here until the top of the hour. Number to dial, 866-391-1020. Guys from True Value next hour, Kristen Zapp, AAA East Central at 11. Right now, back to Mark and the seminars, and we'll start with a webinar that you need to know about, Mark.
That's it. March 26th, we have a virtual online webinar, really successful. People are loving it. It's on Wednesday, March 26th at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. The way this works is go to our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click the seminars tab. You'll see webinar listed there. Click on there, register, and then you'll get an email 5 minutes before the webinar starts. You click on the link in that email. Boom, you're right there. That's a great opportunity just to sit in the comfort of your home and learn about Medicare. It's certainly a great, great opportunity. March 26th, the live seminars across the Pittsburgh region. March 26th at 6 p.m. will be at the McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority. That's at 9925 Grubbs Road in Wexford. April 2nd at 6 p.m., Moon Township Public Library. That's at 1700 Beaver Grade Road, Coriopolis. April 8th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Holiday Inn Express, Bridgeville. That's 3053 Washington Pike in Bridgeville. April 22nd at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Baird offices. That's in the Cranberry offices of Baird. That's 51 Dutee Road, Suite 320 in Cranberry Township. And April 29th at 6 p.m., Aspinwall Borough Building, 217 Commercial Avenue, Aspinwall. And again, that March 26th, there's this virtual online webinar at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. You can register for any of those, the live ones, the webinar at MediConnectInsurance.com. Go to the seminar tab. Register there, or you could call 888-818-6334. Our live advisors will help you sign up for that. I want to remind you that the clock is ticking. We've got 9 days until the end of open enrollment. After the end of March here, you'll be locked into your Medicare coverage for the rest of the year. So you want to make sure, unless you find some kind of special enrollment period, you want to make sure you call us and take a look now. If you haven't taken a look, you definitely want to take a look now. And so, Rob, what I want to do, I'm going to kind of switch gears here. I've got some resources, some other resources. I've been talking about LIS and Medicaid today, other ways to save money. The Social Security Administration, they've got local offices. You can go to ssa.gov. You can go to medicare.gov and look for resources. There are local resources like the Public Assistance Office. You can always call MediConnect if you don't know where to turn or where to look or what to do, how to find opportunities to save more money. If you're struggling to pay for your medical bills, if you're struggling to pay for your medications, if you have really high copays, if you're just trying to find coverage because you don't have any coverage, you want to call us at 888-818-6334. We can help you with penny plans. That's Pennsylvania's ACA coverage. We can help you with indemnity coverage. We can help you with standalone prescription drugs, supplement coverage, Medicare Advantage plans. We can help you with all of those things. We'll help you know what you can qualify for. But one more thing I wanted to mention about savings, especially with prescription drugs and when you're 65 or older. And I tell people all the time at the seminars, if you turn 65 or if you're about to turn 65, once you do turn 65, everybody in Pennsylvania should apply for the Pennsylvania PACE program. It's PACE, Pharmaceutical Assistance Contract with the Elderly. This is one of those programs when you see the lottery and at the bottom of the screen it says, benefits older Pennsylvanians, right? The money we spend on the lottery. PACE is one of those programs that gets funded through the lottery. PACE comes in two forms. PACE, which is the full benefit, and PACE Net. It can help lower your out-of-pocket costs for medications. What happens if you get the full benefit? It's called PACE, P-A-C-E. You won't pay any more than $6 for generic or $9 for a brand name drug. If you get PACE Net, I always say it's kind of like half the benefit. You'll pay $8 for a generic and $15, no more than $15 for a brand name. Obviously, they have their own formulary. The drug has to be on their formulary, all of that stuff. You have to have drug coverage on your Medicare coverage for this to work for you. And it's free to have. All you got to do is apply. It's got a really easy online application. It's got other ways, a phone number you can call. We can help you with that. Some people usually like to know what's the income limits. So in Pennsylvania, PACE for a single person, 65 and older now, if your income is $14,500 or less, and for a married couple, $17,700, you'll get that full benefit. If your income as a single person is less than $33,500, you'll get that PACE Net. And if you're a married couple, it's $41,500. So actually, those limits are higher than maybe most people would expect. I tell everyone that turns 65, you should apply for it and just see what happens. It's really important to understand that, really important to know it.
Can't hurt.
No, why not? All they can say is no. Even if you call them, and what'll happen is you call the 800 number. Usually they can give you an answer like right on the phone, but you'll get a letter in the mail about 2 weeks later. It'll confirm or deny whether you can have PACE or PACE Net. And I will tell you, there's some great benefits. I have a relative who has to get a Part B injection shot. It's called Prolia because she has osteoporosis. She has to get that shot a couple times a year. If she had to pay for that Rob out of her pocket because it's a Part B drug, and she's on a Medicare Advantage plan, she'd pay 20% of the cost. It would cost her $300 each time she got it. Guess what? PACE, because she has PACE, lowers that price. She only pays $30 each time. So quite a savings there.
Yeah, great, right? Savings.
Yeah, absolute savings. And so, again, I want to reiterate that if you need help, I know I've spouted a lot of information here today about how people could get help, LIS, extra help, Medicaid, medical assistance, PACE and PACE Net. I've spouted a lot of that stuff today. I know you probably didn't have time to write it all down. That's why you want to call our number, 888-818-6334. Our advisors know how to guide you, what direction to point you. The phone numbers, the contacts, the people you need to talk to, they'll point you in the right direction. If we can help you with an application with LIS or for PACE, we'll help you with that. If you want medical assistance, we can help point you in the right direction to get you signed up for that. Don't be afraid to take advantage of opportunities that are at your fingertips that can help you get the coverage and the help you need. That's all I'm really after is one of my agents just this week said to me, Mark, I've just come to believe it's not about making a sale. It's about how many people can I help? That's the heart of what we do every day, all week, every month, every year. That's what we do. We want to help as many people as possible. All you got to do is call that number, 888-818-6334. We'll connect you with those resources.
Yeah, and you're connected to all the major healthcare carriers. So yeah, that just goes to show you how much people believe in you from that other aspect of the health business. And with all of those different brands, you're able to give more options and tailor make the right one for a particular person.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, everybody's situation is different. It's, one size doesn't fit all when it comes to Medicare and Medicare plans. Some people want to spend a little more in a premium and spend less in out-of-pocket costs. Some people want to spend less and then just pay for what they need when they need it. That's what we do. This is what we specialize in.
All right, what you need to do is pick up the phone, set up that appointment, never a charge for their services. It is 888-818-6334. If you can, seminars real quick.
That's it, yeah. We have seminars, the live seminars here in the Pittsburgh region. Coming up March 26th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority, 9925 Grubbs Road in Wexford. April 2nd at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Moon Township Public Library, 1700 Beaver Grade Road, Coriopolis. April 8th at 6 p.m., Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville. That's 3053 Washington Pike, Bridgeville. April 22nd at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Baird Offices in Cranberry. That's 51 Duty Road, Suite 320, Cranberry Township. And April 29th, 6 p.m., Aspinwall Borough Building, 217 Commercial Avenue, Aspinwall. We have a virtual webinar March 26th. It's 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Go to the website, register, click on the webinar tab, register. You'll get an email that with a link 5 minutes before the webinar. Or you could call 888-818-6334. We've got live advisors standing by till noon.
Mark, great job. See you in a month.
Yeah, I'll see you in a month.
Stay tuned. News next.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.